Now, as the end of the financial year approaches, so too does tax season, which most people probably think about with a looming sense of dread. But perhaps we don't have to think about tax in this way. Joining us this morning is Nicole Sutton from the UTS Business School to have a bit of a chat about how we might reframe how we think and feel about paying our tax. Nicole, thanks so much for swinging by.
Thanks for having me.
So, how do you feel about paying tax?
Well, I feel great about paying tax, although my friends think I'm a bit of a weirdo. And I guess it probably wasn't always that way. If I think about my first formative memory of tax, when I first came in contact with the concept, it was probably that Disney Robin Hood version, you know, with the foxes.
Yes.
Yep. And there was the evil wolf sheriff guy that came along to collect all the tax off the poor people. And there was that poor, destitute, injured dog with a broken leg, and he'd hid his money in his cast, and the evil tax man came and, you know, whacked it out of his leg.
Oh.
So, I mean, it wasn't really a good start in terms of like a positive sense of paying tax. But overall, I think tax is fantastic. I mean, we're really lucky to live in a country where we pay tax. It's our contribution to society. And I'm happy to pay tax because this is how we pay for health and education, infrastructure and so on.
And so are there things that governments can do to help, I guess, shift our thinking about tax?
Yes. Yeah, so we're seeing more and more use of behavioural economics to try and, what they say, nudge people or shift people's thinking. So probably a well-known example in the UK, the tax office over there has a really simple trick. What they do is they send out reminder letters to people. And in those reminder letters, they just simply remind people that the majority of people in their neighbourhood have actually paid their tax on time. And just this simple intervention actually increases the number of people paying on tax by 15%, which is, you know, across the country, like quite substantial.
Yeah, wow. Keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. What we've seen here in Australia, recently, you might have noticed the ATO now, when you submit your tax, you get your tax receipt back. And if you flip that piece of paper over, on the back, you'll see a breakdown of the tax that you paid. So it'll give you the total amount that you've paid. But what's more interesting is they give you a kind of a pie graph, and they show you exactly, well, nominally how much of that tax bill has gone to different areas of government expenditure. So, for example, you might see that you've paid $3,000 to health, or $2,000 to AIDS care, or $181 to transport. And in one sense, it's a little bit like these are just nominal figures. But it's a little bit like when you know those charity gift cards, I buy my dad a goat for Christmas.
yeah.
And it's not as if there's actually a goat on the other side of that, but you get much more of a warm and fuzzy feeling than perhaps just paying like a straight donation. For me, I think this breakdown of our tax bill is actually a really great innovation. I would like it if they actually brought it forward so you actually get that warm and fuzzy feeling when you lodge rather than when you get your receipt afterwards.
And so if we do want to be good tax citizens, what sort of things should we be doing by what date?
Yeah, okay. So before June 30, there's a couple of things you probably want to be doing. You want to make sure that you've paid any last minute expenditures before June 30. So anything work-related expenses, contributions to charity, perhaps even donations to 2SER. You want to get your paperwork in order, like payment summaries, your receipts, and also check in with your employer to make sure that they've got all your details correct, so you don't get any nasty surprises when you do lodge. So make sure that they've been making, for instance, additional contributions to cover your HEX, if that's the case, or that you're only claiming the tax-free threshold from one employer. Again, just so you know what's coming down the line. Then after June 30, you have a couple of weeks a couple of months to lodge. If you're using MyGov, you'll probably have to wait a few weeks for your employer to lodge your details with the ATO. I mean, they have until mid-August, but hopefully they'll do that before then. I also think this time of year, it's actually great to kind of just check in about your superannuation and your health insurance, because it's, you know how you go get your annual medical checkup each year?
Yeah.
This is kind of, you know, your annual financial health checkup. Just do it once, get it all out of the way. And then you have until the 31st of October to lodge, particularly if you are going to owe the ATO money. Technically, you actually have a little bit longer if they owe you money or if you're getting a tax agent. But as we were speaking about before, if you want to be a good tax citizen, why wait?
Aim for the date, write it in the calendar.
Absolutely.
Nicole, thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Nicole Sutton there from the UTS Business School, having a bit of a chat with us about how we might reframe how we think and feel about paying our tax. And of course, our end of financial year donation drive is on at the moment here at 2SER. You can either head to our website, 2SER.com/donate, or give our producers a ring on 9514 9500. Anything you can chuck our way, we will definitely appreciate. Help us keep the lights on, because I think it costs about $1 million a year to keep this station running, which is just an obscene amount of money.